We just getting started, baby. Did anybody see what Mr. Wardell Steph Curry did to the Portland Trail Blazers? They were nobodies. They beat the Giants. Trash. They beat the Broncos. Trash. If you ever watched Dragon Ball Z, my mans was Super Saiyan. I couldn't wear this until we actually caught a dub.
And he did all of this damage in 36 minutes. Let that sink in.
They beat the Eagles, trash, the Cowboys, trash, the Bengals, trash, the Jaguars, trash. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here on Rob's Two Cents. My good people, my good people. Hello, world. I'd like to welcome you guys back to the show that's hot with your boy, Rob Scott. This is Rob's Two Cents, baby. What's going on, everybody? Hope you guys have been having a great time this past weekend. Hope you got to enjoy yourself, relax, have some fun in the sun. We just had Lollapalooza here in Chicago. Let me tell you guys, they was all outside. There was so many people outside that when I was downtown, I had to throw on the mask. I said, this is too many people for me. But it was great to see everybody out enjoying themselves, having a great time. I didn't see anything happen too bad this past weekend. So kudos to the city for being cool and allowing people to have a great time, man. It was just good to get outside and enjoy yourself, especially for me. As you guys know, I'm part of an operations team for building trade shows. We have a collection of shows happening in August. So this has pretty much been like my last weekend off. Probably for the month of August, I'm going to be celebrating my birthday, August 15th. So happy birthday to the boy, Rob, man. And, you know, just feeling good. You know, going to be a year older, hopefully a year wiser. And just thanking the creator upstairs that, you know, your boy is still here. And we've seen some moves happening during this NBA offseason. Man, let me tell you guys, the world was rocked. I don't know if you guys remember last year when Kawhi Leonard made his announcement that he was going to be joining the Los Angeles Clippers and returning home to L.A., to his hometown. And I just remember everybody being stunned. I mean, we for sure thought he was going to be leaving the Raptors. He's going to be going to L.A., make a big three with LeBron and A.D., and he was going to be that third missing piece. We were excited to see that, and then, wow! We look up and Kawhi completely changes the landscape of the NBA by going to the Los Angeles Clippers and taking Paul George with him, making that deal to say, I'm not coming unless you bring a PG. And we thought a super team was formed in LA. They have not quite lived up to what we thought they were going to be. I mean, you know, not even, you know, making the finals as of yet. However, you know, I just remember hearing that information and just was like, stunned that this team, that the Clippers just pulled that off. And we've seen it yet again with the Los Angeles team. And this time it's not the Clippers. This time the Lakers decided to pull the trigger on the big move. Because ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already heard, and if you haven't heard yet, you have to be living under a rock. But for those who follow the NBA, we saw that Russell Westbrook has now joined the Los Angeles Lakers. Oh boy, what does this mean for the NBA? If we take a look at Russell Westbrook, he's a winner. We can say that he's a winner. I mean, for the last four out of the last five seasons, he's averaged a triple-double. Not scored a triple-double or gotten a triple-double in the game. He averaged a triple-double throughout the year. I mean, just look at last season. The guy averaged 22 points, 11.7 assists, and 11.5 rebounds a game. That was throughout the entirety of the season. was even able to get his team to the playoffs because we didn't think Washington was going to make it. If we look at the first half of the regular season last year, Washington wasn't even in the mix to make it to the NBA playoffs. And then Russell Westbrook had his little filling out period. He had to figure out where he can, attack and where he can help this team win that, using all of his talents to the best of his ability. And he started cooking in the second half of last regular season. I mean, getting the Washington Wizards, you know, to get in the play-in tournament. Granted, they did lose to Boston, but were able to beat the Pacers and make it to the playoffs. I mean, it was just beautiful to see. Unfortunately, they would go against Philadelphia in that first round, and Philly just was not happening. But, you know, we saw the potential of what Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal can be, and now Russell taking his talents back home to L.A., you know, going to be a big homecoming for us. And you get to go play with Anthony Davis and the Kane, LeBron James. What does this mean for the Los Angeles Lakers? Now, if we look at how this team is constructed so far, let's look at the trade first. Russell Westbrook was traded along with two future second-round picks in exchange for Kyle Kuzma, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Montrezl Harrell, and the number 22 pick in the 2021 draft. And that was part of the deal that happened for him to get to L.A. So now you've lost a shooter in KCP, Kyle Kuzma, and Montrezl Harrell, as good as we think they can be. They did not do anything for the Lakers last year. So you definitely got bang for your buck. You definitely got more bringing in Westbrook than you did with having those three guys on your team. Great trade for the Los Angeles Lakers. However, is this going to translate into a championship? Now, for most of you that don't follow me on social media, make sure you follow me on social media. Also, I am on demand on the Rewind Sports 60 Roku Sports channel as well. So big news for that. I'll talk about that a little bit more towards the end of the show. But if you guys don't follow me on social media, which you should be, you would see that I had to clear the air, so to speak, with some of my friends and followers on social media, in particular Facebook. And I had to let them know that I wasn't bashing Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook is one of my favorite players. By the way, if you guys didn't know, we're talking about a guy that's going to give you flat-out effort every night. He's going to give you 120% every night. If you purchase a ticket to go watch Russell Westbrook play, you're not going to feel like you were cheated out of your money. We're talking about a guy who led the league in assists last year. He's led the league in assists 3 out of the last 5 seasons in the NBA. He's averaged a triple-double 4 out of the last 5 seasons in the NBA. You're not going to get cheated when you watch Russell Westbrook play. I would never bash a player that's going to be playing that hard. But what I had to say was based off how Westbrook plays and how LeBron plays, I don't know if this will work. I see this as being a great regular season team. Russell Westbrook is going to push the face. He's going to push the pace. He's going to make the Los Angeles Lakers play a little faster than they played in the past. As we know, his style contrasts with LeBron James' style. LeBron James is a little bit more slow. He's a little bit more methodical. He's a little bit more cerebral in his play. Westbrook is balls to the wall, foot on the pedal. Let's go. 110 miles per hour. Russell Westbrook, the moment that ball is tipped, he is on the move. He's going to push the pace. He's going to open the floor. He's going to get his guys involved. But he's also going to need the ball. And historically speaking, LeBron is going to need the ball too. Because if we look at LeBron-led teams in the past, LeBron is most successful when he has the ball in his hand and he is the facilitator. So what is that going to do for Russell Westbrook? Because if we look at who he's played with in the past, Westbrook has had top-notch talent on his team. He's played with Kevin Durant. He's played with James Harden. He's played with Carmelo Anthony. He's played with Paul George. He's played again with James Harden. He played with Bradley Beal. And don't sleep on Bradley Beal. Remember, he was number two as far as leading scores in the NBA last season. He was your second leading scorer. Losing to Steph Curry is not a bad thing. But Bradley was on a tear last year. So it's not like Russell hasn't played with any talent, but we've seen that Russell Westbrook also needs the ball to be successful. Look at what happened in Houston. It was a mess, even though they made it to the playoffs, because James Harden needed the ball and so did Russell Westbrook, and trying to turn Westbrook into a spot-up shooter is not going to work for you. The guy has averaged 30% over his career from the three-point line. He is not a great three-point shooter. Actually, Russell Westbrook is a volume shooter. He's going to get up shots. He's not going to give you the best shooting percentage from the field. But he's going to get his points because he's going to get his shots up. What does that mean for the Los Angeles Lakers, who right now need to be focused on where do we get shooters from? Now, Carmelo Anthony has picked up his phone and said, or at least spoken to the people, and said that he is willing to take, I guess, a veteran's minimum to go to the Lakers. DeMar DeRozan has come out and said that he's willing to take less to go play with the Los Angeles Lakers. Dwight Howard is speaking on that he doesn't mind returning to the Los Angeles Lakers. But none of those guys that I just named are knockdown shooters. And that is what this team is going to need to be successful. Now, I'm not going to condemn the Los Angeles Lakers as of yet. As we know, free agent talk has just begun tonight, or Monday night, I should say, because you guys are going to be watching this Tuesday. So this Monday evening, yesterday for you guys that's watching on Tuesday, is when free agency talks begin. It's when the market opened up and teams can reach out to players and pitch their sale, you know, pitch their sales pitch on why this team, why that player should come to this team. So I'm not going to condemn the Lakers as of yet, because they can, in fact, get some shooting. But I just, and I'm not saying that you need shooting to be successful. I mean, we saw Milwaukee just win the NBA title, and they don't have the best shooters in the world. In fact, on most of those games, it was hard for players to knock down shots. But that was playing against a Phoenix Suns team. What's going to happen if you have to play a Brooklyn Nets? What's going to happen if you have to play a Los Angeles Clippers? What's going to happen if you have to play a Denver Nuggets? Who, y'all remember, Jamal Murray's coming back. So that's a lot to think about. We're going to find out in the upcoming months, was Russell Westbrook worth it? I'm hoping that the Los Angeles Lakers can make it work. I would love to see Russell Westbrook have success, not just in the regular season, but in the postseason as well. And come on, you guys, especially me as a person that is a part of the media, would it not be a great storyline to see Kyrie and KD versus Russell and LeBron, former teammates going at it? I would love to see that. You can't write a storyline better than that. And I am actually excited to see that go down. I mean, the possibility of seeing Brooklyn versus Los Angeles does make this intriguing. And we're going to be keeping our eyes on who else the Los Angeles Lakers are going to bring on for this ride, because it's going to be a hell of a ride with Russell Westbrook being one of the captains of the ship. But we don't know if this is going to be a glorious ride or a highway to hell. Only time will tell. Also, if we look into the NBA, Lonzo Ball has agreed to come to the Chicago Bulls organization. I am actually excited about that. I like Lonzo Ball. I think Lonzo Ball is a great talent. Definitely has a natural ability to be a point guard, to play point guard in the National Basketball Association. I am completely excited. I mean, we're talking about a guy last year who averaged 14.6 points, 5.7 assists a game, 4.8 rebounds a game. He continues to get better each and every year, even just looking at his three-point percentage. If we look in 2018, he was shooting 32% from the three-point line. Fast forward to last season, after he changes his form, after he gets a little bit more acclimated to the NBA game, gets a little bit more comfortable, finds his footing, finds who he is as a player, Lonzo shoots that percentage up to 37.8%. So he's almost at a 40% three-point shooter. A point guard was definitely what was needed for the Chicago Bulls. I feel like trying to make Zach LaVine be your point guard was not in the best interest of the Chicago Bulls. Zach LaVine is a scorer. He is a professional bucket getter. I mean, you can even see how that's being translated into the Olympics. The Americans lost the first two games in the exhibition series until they put Zach LaVine in the starting lineup. And lo and behold, they won their final two exhibition games. I mean, Zach LaVine gets the job done. And I just think it was too much to ask of Coby White. We still have some young talent over there in marketing and Patrick Williams. You bring in Vucevic. That was a nice sign and trade from the Orlando Magic that happened midway last season during the trade deadline. So you have some talent with the Chicago Bulls. I think Lonzo was a great way to start, get you something that you could build a foundation off of. It's going to be exciting to watch Lonzo and Zach play. I see so many lives in their future. I also think that's going to help with the development of Patrick Williams. As you can see, he's kind of a pick and pop player, picks and chooses his spots in the post. I think it's going to be great for the Chicago Bulls bringing in Lonzo Ball. I even think that's going to help Lonzo's confidence out even more, because I think the city of Chicago will accept. We're going to accept Lonzo. I personally like Lonzo. I was almost hoping he would have got a chance to go back to the Lakers, just to see, you know, how much, you know, how developed he really is to be playing alongside LeBron and Anthony Davis. But to him, for him to be able to make a deal with the Bulls, excuse me, I think it was like a 4-year, $85 million contract signing. So I am definitely excited about that for Lonzo and what this means for the Chicago Bulls going forward. We almost made the playoffs last year, at least almost put ourselves in position to be in the play-in tournament. So now I think adding Lonzo Ball, maybe we pick up a couple of pieces in the offseason, during the offseason, and hopefully we're able to at least make it to the playoffs next season. That is the goal for the Bulls. Make it to the playoffs next season. Let's get back to postseason play. I miss watching my Chicago Bulls. I miss watching them and getting that excitement, you know, that we used to receive when we would watch D. Rose and Luol Deng and those boys, you know, give us all that they had. I want to see that again for the Bulls, and hopefully one day we can get back to our winning ways, man. It's probably going to take another Michael Jordan draft. But then again, Michael Jordans are not growing on trees, ladies and gentlemen. So we got to take it one step at a time, take our victories as they come. congratulations to the Bulls on pulling it, on pulling this move and making this move happen. And congratulations to Lonzo Ball. Welcome to Chicago, brother. We going to make sure we treat you right. We know you West Coast boys. You know, it takes some time getting used to this Chi-Town weather. But, man, just make sure you bundle up when it's cold outside and make sure you have a good time while you're here and get you something good to eat. As you know, Chicago is the food capital of America, baby. And we love our city to death, man. So welcome, Lonzo. Welcome to the Bulls. Hopefully, you know, we can get back to the postseason. If we're able to do that, if we're at least able to make it to the playoffs, I view that as a successful season. You got to take baby steps, ladies and gentlemen. But I feel sorry for a team who has just been going through some luck, bad luck as of late with their quarterback situation. And I'm going to be talking about the Indianapolis Colts. As you guys know, Andrew Luck had to retire early last year due to injuries and, you know, the mileage put on his body from playing the game of professional football. And we saw the debacle and the fiasco that was happening in Philadelphia with Carson Wentz and with my boy Jalen Hurts. And they didn't know what direction they wanted to go in as far as quarterbacks, you know, benching Carson Wentz, allowing Jalen Hurts to play. I believe Carson Wentz only played in 12 games last season. So we were hoping, you know, because Carson Wentz is a good guy. We were hoping that he was going to be able to revitalize his career, you know, to have his career be reborn in Indianapolis. As we know, when he left Philly, wasn't on good terms. I mean, I did do a shame on you on the Philadelphia Eagles for taking that long to allow Jalen Hurts to be your starter when Carson Wentz literally threw 16 touchdowns but also had 15 interceptions. For every one touchdown he was throwing an interception. And Carson Wentz is better than that. I mean, we remember the role he played in that year that Philly made it to the Super Bowl. Yeah, Nick Foles is the guy that won the game. But Carson Wentz got him there. He got him to the dance. And that cannot go unnoticed. Carson Wentz is a pretty decent quarterback. Not going to go on record and say great, but you could have worse when it comes to NFL professional quarterbacks. Carson Wentz is not a bad guy to have back there in the backfield making things happen for your team. But now, before he even plays one game for the Indianapolis Colts, who picked up Carson Wentz after he left the Eagles, and of course the Colts losing Andrew Luck to retirement. Now we find out that Carson Wentz is going to be out for 5 to 12 weeks, having to get surgery on an injured left foot, a foot that he injured in practice. Now, according to coaches and other sources on the team, this injury seems to be an old injury that happened to flare his head back up as Carson Wentz was in practice on last Thursday. He did a drop back step awkwardly on that foot. He said he heard something that didn't sound normal. MRI came back and said that a bone in that foot has somehow got loose and that he needs surgery on it. So now a promising season that the Colts were looking to healthily have has now turned into what are we going to do? Because now Carson Wentz is going to be gone for 5 to 12 weeks. And you don't really know what your backup quarterback could bring, him being such a young guy. And Nick Foles saying that he's open to the possibility of reuniting with an old coach that he's played with in the past and coming to the Indianapolis Colts. As you know, Nick Foles, he's probably looking for a more permanent home, considering the fact that here in Chicago, Andy Dalton is going to be the starter for the Bears. Hopefully, we get a chance to see Justin Fields play. I have high hopes for that kid. But for the most part right now, Andy Dalton and Justin Fields are going to be your quarterbacks for the Chicago Bears. So Nick Foles, being a former Super Bowl winner, wants to have some time to play. And he would definitely get all the time he needs in Indianapolis considering the fact that they need a quarterback right now. So our thoughts and prayers are with Carson Wentz. Hopefully he's able to have a quick recovery, get himself back to playing shape and able to revitalize his career in Indianapolis. Keeping it on football, though, Aaron Rodgers has signed a new deal with the Green Bay Packers. So as you guys know, it's been real big news. Aaron Rodgers was on record saying how unhappy he was with the Packers, in particular their GM, and he didn't like the fact that, you know, they go get a young quarterback in Jordan Love while Aaron Rodgers is still playing some of his best football. You know, usually when teams draft quarterbacks in the first round, they're usually looking for these guys to take over as the quarterback of that team. And Aaron was like, well, I know this game because you guys did it to me with Brett Favre, and I'm still playing great football. You know, I mean, he did come out last season and win regular season MVP. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was playing like a man possessed and was looking like he was prime and ready for a Super Bowl win until he ran into them Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the NFC Conference Final. The NFC Championship game. And, of course, we know how that story goes. Tom Brady goes on to beat Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady becomes a legend, beating Drew Brees, beating Aaron Rodgers, and beating Pat Mahomes in three important games on his road to his seventh Super Bowl. However, Aaron Rodgers, not happy with the way management is running the team, not happy with the coaching staff, decided that he might not come back this NFL season. Said he might go as far as even retire. But luckily, they were able to work out a deal, and Aaron Rodgers has now returned back home to Green Bay. Now, the new contract doesn't give Aaron Rodgers any new money. What it does is, I guess, it protects both interests as far as the Green Bay Packers and as far as Aaron Rodgers goes. You know, so pretty much like if he decides that he's going to retire next season, he's still going to be able to get, you know, his signing bonus of, also re-signing Aaron Rodgers to a new contract saved the Green Bay Packers about $10 million in cap space, in which they can go bring in some different players to put these weapons around Aaron Rodgers, because that's what he so desperately needs. So, you know, it definitely makes the NFC North interesting. I was picking the Bears to win the NFC North, but if Aaron Rodgers is coming back, it's going to be hard to go against Aaron Rodgers. It's going to be hard to bet against Aaron Rodgers. But I'm going to, you know, put some stock into the Chicago Bears. I know that they are rejuvenated and happy about Justin Fields, just the reports that we've been hearing about, you know, how he's had a great camp so far, and you know, how he showed up to work every day since he's been in Chicago. And I know Green Bay is happy to get that boy Aaron Rodgers back. He's definitely a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's already won a Super Bowl. He's won multiple MVPs. Aaron Rodgers is a bad, bad man, to quote my boy Stephen A. Jackson. So, it's definitely going to be some great football being played. And if Aaron Rodgers wins some more, you definitely know that bargaining chip is gonna get larger, because he's going to want to get compensated for bringing relevance to the city of Wisconsin. So, going to keep our eyes out there. City of Green Bay, state of Wisconsin, I should say. I caught myself, people. And we're going to be keeping our eyes open on what's going on in the news transpiring in Green Bay. And last but not least, also on football, in case you guys didn't know, Peyton Manning and Eli Manning are going to be taking over for like the commentary for Monday Night Football. They're not going to be the main commentators, but they're going to have their own. I think they're going to be showing on the NFL Network, I guess, their version of Monday Night Football with those two guys on commentary. So that should be pretty interesting. The Manning brothers are hilarious characters, and I would definitely want to hear what they have to say. We got to remember, these are two Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. The rivalries both teams have had with Tom Brady, the likes of Tom Brady, and et cetera. So these guys definitely know what they're talking about, and they're definitely entertaining. I love Peyton Manning. He's a funny guy. With those, Nationwide is on your side. That's my guy right there. So, just wanted to give you guys a heads up about that. As you guys know, the quarterfinals are going to be played tonight. Of the Olympic Games, the basketball game, is Team USA is going to be going against Spain. As you guys know, shout out to Kevin Durant, who has passed Carmelo Anthony as the highest scorer for Olympic basketball. As we know, Carmelo is sitting at 336. KD now is at 354 and counting. Does not look like he's going to be slowing down. We had a rough start going against France in the first game in which we lost. We bounced right back against Iran, beating them 120-66. I mean, our guys coming out there to play, LaVine scoring 13, Middleton scoring 10, Tatum scoring 14, but then led by our boy Dame Dollar with 21, going 7-15 from the field and 7-13 from the three-point line. Dame Dollar getting buckets. Gotta see where he's gonna be going this offseason as well, as he's already voiced his displeasure with Portland and that lack of aggression to win a championship. Devin Booker coming off the finals, and even though he was short in the finals, showing up for Team USA as he went 6-9 from the field for 16 points. They destroyed Iran. Iran was just simply outclassed, and then come back the next game, 119-84, defeating the Czech Republic. Again, KD scoring 23 points, and this was also the game in which he broke Carmelo Anthony's scoring record for the U.S. For Team USA. So now Kevin Durant sitting atop as the top dog for Olympic basketball. Dame Dollar didn't have that good of a game, only gave you 8. But Jason Tatum decided to bring 50-point Jason Tatum and woke up a beast, as he was scored 27 points in 24 minutes off 10 of 16 shooting and 5 of 10 from the three-point line. I mean, just going nuts. Team USA starting to play real good. Those gold medal aspirations are starting to get brighter and brighter. However, keep our eyes over there for my boy Luka playing for Slovenia, because Luka, in his Olympic debut, has been going crazy. I think he scored 48 points one game, breaking the single game record for most points scored in a single game in the Olympics. So definitely have keeping our eyes open. Australia has a great team led by Patty Mills. France has a great team led by Nicolas Batum. So definitely not going to be a cakewalk in this Olympics this year. But, yeah, we're going to be keeping our eyes open and paying attention to these Olympic games and hoping that USA can bring gold home where it belongs, right here in America. And that's my show, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Make sure, I did say I was going to mention this towards the end of the show. Not only am I on Facebook, not only am I on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. I'm also on the Rewind Sports 60 Roku channel as well. But now on the Rewind Sports 60 Roku channel, your boy is on demand. So if you're like, man, I wanna see what Rob had to say about the Lakers when they got Westbrook. I wanna see what Rob had to say about these NBA finals that just happened this past season. Oh, you can go back on the Rewind Sports 60 channel and go pull up old episodes, because your boy is on demand. Yes, sir. So, man, I appreciate you guys for all of your support. I wouldn't be able to get to where I'm going to without you guys supporting me, watching the content, you know, downloading what I need you to download. Man, I appreciate every like, every kind word, every, you know, piece of advice. I appreciate you guys all. This was episode 49. The next episode is the big 50. I can't believe it, y'all. It's 50 episodes. It's a beautiful thing. And we're going to definitely celebrate and do it the right way for episode 50. I appreciate you guys, though, for being up with me for every episode so far. As I mentioned before, I can't do it without you. And I appreciate you guys for loving sports just as much as I love them and wanting to get Rob's 2 cents on everything. We heard everybody else's opinion on Russell Westbrook. It was time you got Rob's 2 cents on Russell Westbrook. And my verdict is, again, they're going to be a great regular season team. I have to see what kind of shooters they're going to get before I can give you a real strong prediction on how strong, on how far that team can go. And I hope you guys continue to have a great night. Hope you guys have a great rest of the week. Remember what I always tell you. Set your achievable goals. Make a plan to execute them. And then simply execute. I love you guys, man. Hope you guys continue to be great. And you already know the slogan, baby. We gone. There's a bigger fight going on. There's a much bigger agenda than the streets. And I know sometimes it's hard to see that far in front of us, but we have to look past the illusions, look past the delusions of grandeur, and look at the bigger picture. We need to become better versions of ourselves each and every day. Fight for what you believe in. Because if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. We just getting started, baby. You guys know the slogan now. Hope you all have a great evening. And we go!